My friends, we are going to grow and get better together. This is not about me. This is about us. Welcome to Win Today with Johnny Martin. Hello, my friends. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Win Today with your boy, Johnny Martin. Hope the message finds y'all doing well as you tackle another week. Tap into those talents, strengths, and gifts. Fill the pages of your book with all the shit that gets you excited to get up in the morning and face the day. One of the topics that I'm really, really excited to revisit with you this week isn't necessarily based in a specific principle, as we've shared in weeks past. And these have been things like the ability to have a tough conversation, working on the simplicity of being nice to people, staying in your lanes, how to adapt to change. What I really want to talk to you about this week is a foundation in a national organization that I have become passionate isn't even the right word. It doesn't do enough justice to where my head and my heart align with this particular group and its mission. But the best word and the most appropriate word I can find right now would be passion and purpose as it relates to the organization I want to talk to you a little bit about today. We live in a world right now that is filled with opposing viewpoints politically, opposing viewpoints on a myriad of issues that face us all as people. But I think one of the common denominators that we all share, or that many of us share, I think, that at least join me on this space and listen to this podcast, is the genuine work we are trying to do to change the human condition. The genuine work that we are all trying to do together to give people the tools to live a better, more joyful, more gratifying life. And one of the things that is not lost on me is why we have these abilities and the freedoms that we have to work on the things, to express ourselves in ways that a lot of other people don't. And at a very, very basic level, it's because we are so blessed to live in the greatest country on the planet. And to have the freedoms that we have, as we all know, have come at a very, very significant cost. And that cost has been shed in blood and in the lives of men and women since our democracy was established. The foundation that I want to talk to you about today is called the FITOPS Foundation. And I want to talk to you a little bit today about their mission and the work that FITOPS does and the work that I've been so blessed to be able to become a part of as it relates to FITOPS and the amazing men and women that serve in the many capacities that they serve in FITOPS. But I want to talk to you today from a very personal and visceral level first about why I think it's important to take on any cause that you deem appropriate in helping other people. See, what a lot of us do when it comes to causes is we hang ribbons in our yard, or we put bumper stickers on our car, or we may thank a veteran that we see in the airport or in a restaurant. We may thank a police officer, a firefighter, a paramedic if we see them. And so sometimes, in my opinion at least, if we have the ability to say thank you, and if we are driven by some sort of emotional response to say thank you, then to me that means this is a cause of value for us. And so sometimes saying things, although very appreciative, very important, sometimes saying things just isn't enough. Sometimes we have to make a choice to do something. We have to make a choice to act. We have to make a choice to put ourselves out there and say, yes, I am willing to step out on a ledge and do more than just say I am grateful. We have to get out there and show that we are grateful through our actions and our deeds. I want to tell you a little bit about how I was introduced to the FITOPS Foundation, where I'm at with FitOps today and what we can all do to help. About a year ago, I was lucky enough to travel to New York City and spend time at a place called the Performance House. And the Performance House is a, I mean, if I called it a gym, I'd be minimizing it. The Performance House is an elite level fitness and wellness facility in New York City. And I think what separates the Performance House from a lot of other gyms and training facilities that I've been to is that, well, a couple things. First of all, its ownership. And the ideology and the passion and purpose that their owner, Matt Hesse, and his staff bring to the Performance House experience. For them, it is about so much more than just bringing clients in to train them for an hour and to cut them loose. The Performance House staff is the most eclectic, knowledgeable, driven, and passionate group of men and women in any industry that I've been around. And I've been very fortunate in my life to be around a lot of different people. Not only are these men and women some of the most elite level trainers in the world, but they also really, really work their asses off to dig into their clients' head and hearts as it relates to personal growth as much as they do on the physical side of the house. So that's the Performance House in a nutshell. I could spend hours talking about this place, but now you have an idea and you can look it up if you want to know what it is. It's simply amazing. So I have a chance to go into the Performance House about a year ago and meet some of the staff and talk to some of the folks that work there. And what I learned when I'm there is that the person that I referenced a few minutes ago, Matt Hesse, not only does he run the Performance House, but he is also a veteran of the U.S. Army. So the cause of veterans and their well-being through fitness is at the forefront of his head and heart. It is truly a driving passion for him in all that he does. So he had a staff training on this particular day that I was there. And then he had a gentleman speak by the name of Bobby Summers. And if you guys listened to my podcast from a few weeks ago, you had a chance to hear Bobby speak on my podcast. Bobby is a Purple Heart vet who opened up Iraq in 03, 04. He was blown up twice. His first injury in Iraq came when a grenade fell on the roof of his Humvee. And his second was several months later when a howitzer round, an IED, a roadside bomb, went through the side of his Humvee, wounded one of his passengers, and unfortunately killed another passenger who was Bobby's best friend. When Bobby left the fight in Iraq, a new fight for him began. A fight to rediscover who he was when he got out of uniform. A fight to learn to live with love in his heart again. To be a father and a husband with love, compassion, empathy, kindness in his heart. And what I learned about Bobby on that day and what I learned about FitOps Foundation on that day truly changed my life. And a lot of people say all the time, I've had life-changing experiences. And so on that day, the only thing I could think to say to Bobby when I met him for the first time was, thank you for your service, and I just want you to know that I love you. And I had some time to speak with Matt, the owner. I thanked him for what I was doing. But for me, it was one of the times in my life where thank you did not seem like enough. Where simply putting my hand out, extending my hand to another man and saying thank you didn't seem like enough. So I started to do my homework on FitOps. I started to do my homework on the work that FitOps does. And I reached out to Matt and the FitOps folks, to Eric Bartell and Harrison Smith and Bobby Summers and Jenny Fields and all the amazing people that help drive FitOps. And I said, thank you just doesn't seem like enough. I want to do more. I want to be able to help. I want to be able to do something that may in some way be able to help these vets. And so as I've gotten more involved with FitOps, and as I sit here with you to deliver the message for the week, I would like to encourage you to get involved in whatever way you see fit as well. So what is FitOps in a nutshell? FitOps is a national nonprofit organization with the purpose of saving the lives of military veterans through fitness. These vets are involved with a fully immersive, monthly long curriculum around fitness, nutrition, mental health, and it culminates in a full residential live-on-camp experience at a destination around the country where these vets get together and they are fully indoctrinated into the world of fitness, applied exercise science, kinesiology, mental health by some of the best practitioners on the planet. When they graduate from FitOps and they pass the national exam, they become what's called a CVFO, a Certified Veteran Fitness Operative. And our CVFOs are now all over the country training men and women using the unbelievable skill set they used in uniform combined with their passion for fitness to change the lives of other people. But the other thing that FitOps does, the thing that resonates with me the most, is FitOps is on the front end of doing the work to save the lives of these veterans. My friends that are listening, I'm going to share a stat that's going to stagger you. Almost every hour throughout the course of a 24-hour day in the United States, one of our veterans commits suicide. One of our veterans decides that the pain is so real, the pain is unfixable in their head and heart in that moment, and they decide and make the choice that in that moment, the only way for that pain to go away is for them to end their life. Guys, our brothers and our sisters, our sons and our daughters, our husbands and our wives, who have left us for months, for years at a time, so that we could live with the freedoms that we have, feel like they do not have any hope when they return. And Matt Hesse and Bobby Summers and the unbelievable men and women that are involved with FitOps, we have made a promise and a vow that we are going to do everything we can within our power so that that number goes from 20 veteran suicides a day to zero. We're realists, folks, and we know we can't do it alone. We know we need the help of people from all over the country to not just step up and say thank you, but to do something that shows thanks, to do something to get on the front end of this with us so that we can tackle this epidemic of veteran suicide together and do it through the platform of hope, of love, of health, of fitness, and of lifestyle changes through passion and purpose. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, this is no bullshit. This is no infomercial. We are watching this work in the lives of our veterans across the country. One of my closest friends and one of our most prolific actors and entertainers today, John Cena, has gone on record, has been on talk shows and news outlets all over the country to pledge his support for FitOps. From now until Veterans Day, for every single dollar that is donated to FitOps, John is going to match that donation up to $1 million. We want to be able to send as many vets through this FitOps experience at zero cost. Zero cost. To the vets, I am not here pleading to ask you for money for me. I am not pleading to ask you for money for the organization, every cent that you donate will go directly to funding a FitOps experience for a United States military veteran. A veteran who can change not only his or her life, but the lives of other people through fitness. We ask ourselves all the time, my friends, what can I do to help? I'm going to tell you right now, if you have it in your heart, if you've ever been somebody that's hung a banner in your yard, put a yellow ribbon on your car, gone to a parade and stood as a member of the United States military, walked by you and showed them gratitude and support, well, I'm telling you that you can do it in a way that is even more powerful. I'm telling you that your outreach can save the life of another human being. Another human being that wore the uniform of this country to keep us safe. That's what you can do. You want to find out how? Go to fitops.org and find out how you can become part of the fight with us. Those of you that have been on my podcast or listened to my podcast for over 2 years, you have never once heard me push a product. You have never once heard me advertise a product. You have never once heard me tell you that I am behind this initiative 1,000%. The game has changed for me, my friends, and I have 100% agreed to enter the fight. Because for me, saying thank you was not enough. Showing thanks is what I need to do now. I hope you all will join the fight with me and with FitOps to save the lives of these amazing vets. As always, be good to those you love. Let them know you love them. FitOps.org for more information. Be well.
Thank you to Seven Roads Media and co-producing the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on whatever platform you're on. Without you, I cannot continue to do what I love. You can follow me personally on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real John C. Martin. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with comments and questions after each episode. Your comments push me to get better every day. As always, thank you for your continued support, and don't forget, win today.